One of the ways that an architect or designer can make a lasting impact on the world is through the other practitioners they teach and mentor. And this week, Colin Bissett looks at the mixed but incontrovertible legacy of Peter Behrens.
Peter Behrens is an architect many people have never heard of. And yet, between 1907 and 1911, he had three men working in his Berlin office who would become the most acclaimed and influential architects of the 20th century: Walter Gropius, Mies van der Rohe, and Le Corbusier. That fact alone makes Behrens a remarkable figure, and it begs the question, what did Behrens do to attract men of this calibre? His beginnings were quiet, starting out as a painter in the 1880s and finding an affinity with graphic design, notably the woodcut, which displayed his interest in the flowing lines of Art Nouveau. He was curious about industrial design, though, and by 1907 he had helped set up the Deutsche Werkbund, a design group which aimed to ennoble German work. They took the English arts and crafts notion of handicraft and gave it an industrial twist, proving that machine-made objects could be both functional and beautiful. Importantly, they demonstrated that no object was beyond the reach of fine design, a key principle of the emerging modern movement. At the same time, Behrens had joined an artist's colony in Darmstadt, where he designed his own house and everything within it, and all with such accomplishment that his fame quickly spread. He was summoned to Berlin and hired as the artistic consultant to the huge electrical firm, AEG. His masterstroke was to create a unified visual character for everything to do with the company, from stationery and advertising to the company's products and its buildings. This makes him the world's very first industrial designer, introducing the idea of brand identity, which we're so familiar with today. The Turbine Hall of 1909 was hugely influential, a masterpiece of form and function, with a steel structure and huge glass windows that give the industrial building almost a classical monumentality. It's a space that functions beautifully today. His work for AEG made him one of the most sought-after designers in Europe, but as commissions flooded in, he was unable to cope. The young Le Corbusier complained that Behrens had fallen victim to his success and lost all control over what anyone did, becoming intractable, unapproachable, immersed in his rebarbative ill humour. Behrens's star fizzled, although he continued to work, building the first truly modern house in Britain in 1926 and heading the Prussian Academy of Arts in Berlin. But nothing came close to his work for AEG. He died in 1940 with the promise of work on Hitler's reimagined Berlin. A controversial end, perhaps, for a major talent.
That was Colin Bissett there with his latest Changemaker.